Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
We begin today with the latest in an exclusive WBUR investigation into how two detectives in Worcester allegedly coerced a 16-year-old girl into confessing that she murdered her baby. Here's a recording of part of that 2009 confession.
You don't get to be a kid. And that's why you smothered Kyle, didn't you? That's why you smothered him, didn't you?
We'll never kill her.
Radio Boston's David Boeri first reported the story in December when a judge ruled the confession was coerced and dismissed the case. Even so, Worcester Police Chief Gary Gem expressed support for his detectives, even placing one of them in a new job in the Internal Affairs Department, where he now investigates complaints of police wrongdoing. And David Boeri joins us in the studio. And David, you've been trying for some time to get Chief Gem to comment about this for weeks. You finally caught up with him this week. What happened?
I went down to City Hall, and he was attending an anti-crime meeting. We have been actually trying to reach him since last November. I wanted to find out from him what he thought of what happened, some sort of accounting, and why the two detectives were, as he said, were getting his full support and confidence.
Full support and confidence, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But first, let's listen to his response to you. We've got that on tape right here.
I suggest that you speak to the district attorney.
And he didn't appeal the case in which the judge said that your two detectives had engaged in a pattern of deceit, trickery, false promises, implied promises, and inducements.
And I suggest that you speak to the district attorney. But you're the
chief. And David, you really went after him a few times, and that was pretty much his answer. Speak to the district attorney, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did speak to the district attorney.
Right. And what did you find?
The district attorney said mistakes were made. Mistakes were made. It also said that he never even appealed the judge's decision to suppress that confession. He did the decent thing. He realized he couldn't win, and then he dropped the case against her altogether. And why did he do it? Because there was no evidence other than the confession, or the so-called confession, which more and more looks like the product of coercive interrogation.
Right, and you did some excellent reporting on that. And I want you to put that in a bit of perspective here, I mean, a bit of context here. Chief Gem basically continues to support his police officers. Talk about what that means in terms of what we know happened inside that confession room.
Words matter, and statements by the chief of police in Worcester matter. And so when he says these two detectives enjoy my full confidence and support, we have to ask why and what they did. And so the record shows that they didn't even know how old the suspect's age, how old she was when they brought her in. They didn't know she was a juvenile. The judge ruled they didn't give her Miranda rights. And that's just the beginning. They engage in this pattern of making knowingly false statements, in other words, of lying, of using deception, trickery, threats. They then actually they offer her rewards, inducements, implied promises if she does confess, and they threaten her what they'll do if she doesn't. And that's not the end of it. They engage in what one observer said, psychological and emotional torture. And finally, at a hearing to suppress that detective, the lead detective, in the judge's words, she said it more nicely than I will, lied. Is that what it takes to win the full support and confidence of the chief of police in Worcester? That was my question for him.
And his answer was speak to the district
attorney. Speak to the district attorney.
Now, Chief Gem's behavior has been arguably a little erratic in recent months. Tell us about what he's doing with press releases, with his tweeting, and so on and so forth.
They obviously had it in for that judge, Judge Janet Kenton Walker, who made the ruling, because it's a very important thing when a judge suppresses evidence in a homicide case. So they had it in for her already. And then the chief has taken to using press releases that normally report about crimes, the facts about crimes, as a bludgeon against his perceived enemies, including reporters, columnists, and, of course, Judge Janet Kenton Walker. And so here's one regarding another ruling in which the judge set bail of $55,000 against a suspect. That is a huge bail, and she restricted to him to his home on a GPS monitor with no windows. He could not leave the home except to go to a doctor. Here's the press release from the Worcester Police. WPD responds to judge releasing violent offenders back to the street. She didn't do that. So he's taken to going after the perceived enemies with these press releases. In addition, he's gotten a Twitter account. You can follow him on 911 Chief, and he's using the Twitter to settle scores with the judge.
And what's the response within the law enforcement, within the legal community, with folks who follow this kind of stuff to this kind of behavior?
City councilors, one city councilor, Rick Rushton, said to me last night, look, we are the second largest city in New England. We should start acting that way. It raises real questions about the temperament of the chief of police, the chief law enforcement officer in Worcester. And so you have rumblings, but you know, it's Ed Ryan, the attorney for Nah Truong, that points out that this is more than a question of temperament. It goes to what Ryan calls is a sense of impunity, of no accountability, which might explain why we've heard nothing in 3 years from the police department about an interrogation gone bad. There's been no expression of regret, remorse, apology, any of it.
Well, that's WBUR's David Boeri. David, thanks so much for your reporting on what's clearly a troubling and important story. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Anthony.
You can find a link to David's full report on this story at radioboston.org.